This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Last week we shared a word I felt the Lord laid on my heart for us as a church for this year, and this whole concept of peace. God said peace to you. Every time Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection, he started off with these words, peace to you. And so in a new season, in a new year, I feel God is saying the same. And last week we explored that Jesus said in John chapter 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And we explored this concept of God's peace, which is the opposite to being troubled and afraid. And when we think of 2019, I believe God is saying to us, do not be afraid, neither let your heart be troubled, because I want to give you peace. And this peace is not like the world. The world's peace is an absence of trials, tribulation, and conflict. That's the world's definition of peace. A place where there's no conflict, no trial, no unrest. But God's peace is in the midst of trials and suffering and tribulation. God said, my peace is different to the world's peace. It's something that will give you the same feeling of security and well-being in the midst of your circumstances, despite of your circumstances, not determined by your circumstances, but by me. And so we read Philippians 4 about this peace that surpasses all understanding, that will rule and guard our minds and hearts. And so we also found that this peace is not something that is internally produced, but it is actually found in Christ. Jesus said, in me you will have peace. These words I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So this peace, the source of peace, is really in a person. And that person is Jesus. And so we also ended off by just the difference between the peace of God and the God of peace. And sometimes we tend to pursue the peace of God and not the God of peace. But when we understand that this peace that we're looking for is found in God, it helps us to find our security and our anchor in a person and not in a feeling. In a person and not in circumstance. And so we ended off there. Today I want to continue with this concept of peace that is found in Christ, that is found in Him. Where Jesus says, in me you will have peace. And this leads us to another reality, that this peace is found in Him, but also the realization that God is saying, I am with you. And it's with this that I want to continue this morning. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, the Word of God says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It's so powerful, the words that came this morning. Fear not, for I am with you. We saw that the opposite of peace is being troubled and afraid, and God is saying, I want to give you my peace. Do not be discouraged. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you. No matter what you will face this 2019, no matter what you are going to go through, I believe God is saying to you, do not be afraid. I am with you. No matter what you face, no matter what you're going to go through, God is saying, I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you. And this is really what I want to encourage you. Why will He be able to strengthen, help, and uphold us? Because He's saying, I am with you. I am with you. It's so powerful, these words, strengthen, help, and uphold. It's like a pen. This concept of upholding, it's such a beautiful English word. God says, yes, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you, but I will uphold you as I do the spin. The spin cannot stand on itself, but when I hold it, it is straight. And if you look in the Hebrew, it's even more powerful. It says, it literally means this word uphold. It literally means to grasp you. I will take hold of you. God says, no matter what you're facing, I will be with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will grasp you to make you stand and not fall. I don't know who here is afraid of heights. Anybody afraid of heights? David. Somebody needs to take over from David. Come, David. Yes. 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 Come, David. You're afraid of heights. There we go. We have somebody going to relieve you from your duty. I've got a ladder here. I've got a ladder. No, that's too easy. No, at that corner. Yes, let's make it a bit higher. No, a bit more higher. A bit more higher. Since you are afraid of heights, I'm not going to put it up against the wall, David. There we go. It's a bit wobbly. No, it's good if it's wobbly. It's good if it's wobbling. Yes. No, move it. Okay. Bit more forward. A bit more. There we go. No, don't worry, David. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, David. We're going to make you walk the plank. But it's amazing what God is saying is, no matter what 2019 may seem to you, God is saying, do not be afraid, because He's not saying you're not going to fall. It's not what He's saying. I mean, if it's really going to help David, if I tell David, don't be afraid, you're not going to fall, it might give him some courage. But there's something more powerful that will help David to cross this ladder, is if I say to him, I'm going to be with you. So don't be afraid. I'm not just going to help you. I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to grasp you. And then we're going to cross this. Okay. All right. So let's do this. So I'm going to hold you, David. You can do this. Yes, David. You see the difference here between, don't worry, David, you're not going to fall. Well done, David. Give him a hand. But God is saying, He's not just saying, don't worry, you're not going to fall. He's saying, I'm going to be with you. There's something different between something that we are able to internally process and grasp, and a presence of someone with you that emboldens us. So God is not just saying nothing is going to go wrong. That's not what He's saying. He's saying, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've already overcome it. So in me you will have peace. I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. But I'm going to hold you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to grasp you, so that no matter what you face in this year, you will be able to overcome. It's not simply an internal attitude or attribute. It's really having confidence in the presence of being in Him and He being in me. With each other, we can do all things. Isn't that what Philippians 4 says? We can do all things through who strengthens us. So it's not my internal conviction only that enables me to face the challenges. It is the presence of Christ with me that enables me to overcome all things. And I really want to encourage you in this year that you will not just find internal peace, but that you'll find the source of peace. That is not just in a understanding, but it is in a relationship with Jesus Himself. That you will find that confidence, knowing that He is with you no matter what you're going through. He says that He will strengthen us and that He will help us. It's very interesting. Hebrews 13 says, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" You see, if God is with you, there is nothing that can be against you. We heard that earlier, Romans 8. So God says, I will strengthen you and I will help you. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit in Greek is called the Parakletos, which means the one that is sent to come alongside to help you. God is saying, I'm not just going to strengthen you. In your relationship with me, you will find strength. But in your relationship with me, I will help you. The Holy Spirit, again, it's not an attribute that I'm able to develop within myself. It is related to the reality of a person, the person Jesus, and the person, the Spirit of God, that says, I will come alongside you. Hebrews, John 14 says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance everything that I have said to you. So here we see that the help that God is promising us is not just a conviction, but it is a realization of a relationship with a person that is with you always. So God is saying, I am with you. I'm going to take hold of you no matter what you are facing in this year. So how does the Holy Spirit help us in this way? It's so powerful. He lives within us and he reminds us of everything that Jesus has said so that we can put our faith in him and not our circumstances. And that is God's word for us. And I trust that in this year the Holy Spirit will remind you of this, where God says, I am with you. These words I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have storms, you will have fire, you will have wind, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So in me, not in your circumstances, but in me, you will have peace. So how should we respond to this? How should we respond to God's word? Well, that leads to the next steps, which is simply to respond to what God says to us today. You have to respond to this in faith. Last week we spoke about Hebrews 11 verse 6 that says, without faith it's impossible to please God. But those who come to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. So our first step in God's promise that I'm with you is to respond in faith. Then in courage, and then in worship. But firstly, faith. You see, in the absence of faith, fear grows. It's where there is no faith that fear increases and our peace leave us. Because the opposite of faith is fear. Remember Hebrews 11, I don't have the verse there, but we know it so well, that definition many use for faith is to be certain of what we hope for. While fear is to be certain of what we dread for. And so the two work opposite to one another. And so where fear increases, faith drowns. But where faith increases, fear leaves. Jesus told his disciples to sail in a boat to a destination, and on the way there, the boat hit a storm, trials and tribulations. And that boat started to fill with water, and the disciples woke Jesus up with these words. And when the disciple, we read in Matthew 8, when the disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are going to drown. We are certain we haven't drowned yet. We are still in the boat. It's filling up with water. We haven't sunk yet. We haven't taken in water yet. But we are certain of what we dread.
help us. And Jesus' words were, Jesus immediately replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" And then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. You see, fear drowns our faith. Remember in another storm when God called Peter in the middle of the night, when they were afraid, they thought it was a ghost. Again, there was fear, and God spoke in the midst of their fear. God spoke to Peter and said, "Come, step out of the boat and come to me." And Peter had faith enough in God and his word to step out of the boat and walk all the way to where Jesus was. But then something happened. He started to look to his circumstances, and he started to be afraid. And as fear crept in, his faith leaked out and he started to sink. And here we read in Matthew chapter 14, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took him hold of him." That same concept, he took hold of him. Grasped him. And saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" You see, fear drowned his faith, and it gave root to doubt. Now, you may hear the news on the TV, the politicians speak, the economy, the doctors report, and fear may grow in our hearts. But God is saying to us for this year, "I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you." Even though the wind may come, the fire or the rain, God is saying, "I'm with you. Do not be afraid. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right arm." Do not be afraid nor discouraged. When God says, "Do not fear, I am with you," God is also saying, "Do not fear, have faith in me." Have faith in me. You see, fear cripples us. It slows us down. It incapacitates. But faith makes us strong and courageous. Remember David, when he wrote, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? "Because you are with me." I'm not going to look to the valley. I'm not going to look to death. I'm not going to look to what I dread most. I'm going to choose to find my strength in you. Why? Because you are with me. You are with me. Fear cripples us. You are with me. And it's not just an internal courage, but it is the presence of God. It was not just a concept within David's mind. It was an experience of Jesus being with him. And so we can say in this day the same as David did, "I will fear no evil because you are with me." Joshua, God speaks to, and he says, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous." Be strong and courageous. Our response, not just to faith, but the presence of God, is strength in courage and in action. You see, a fear cripples us. It slows us down. It incapacitates. But faith makes us strong and able. God speaks to Israel, and he speaks here in Haggai 4, or 2 verse 4. He says, "Now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of another guy that's difficult to pronounce, the high priest. And be strong, all your people of the land, says the Lord. And work, for I am with you. I am with you, says the Lord. Three times he encourages his people, be strong, be strong, be strong, and work. Because I am with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. I am with you. Therefore, be strong, be strong, be strong, and work. You see, fear incapacitates us. It cripples us. But faith emboldens us and makes us productive. It leads to action in the midst of the circumstances. You see, when you see the circumstances that are against you and fear grips you, it is the ability to incapacitate you to do nothing. But when you know God is with you, you are not afraid of the storm and you will sail through it. And that's what God is encouraging us, I believe. Be strong, be strong, be strong, and work. Do not be passive. Faith makes us productive. So what does this mean? I want to ask the ushers to hand out the communion. What does this mean for us? Well, we heard it earlier. Romans chapter 8. It says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore has also risen, who is even at the right hand of God and makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, we for your sakes we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? God is saying, if God is for you, who can be against you? Do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be discouraged. I am with you. I will help you, I will strengthen you, I will grasp you that you will not fall, but you will stand. That's God's word for us. It's not only that God is for you, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. The one who's holding your hand as you cross this bridge, nothing is impossible for him. No matter what 2019 may bring, no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what the world may say around you, God is saying, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And most importantly, I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to grasp you. So therefore, be bold and courageous, and do not be afraid. So we can boldly say, we can do all things. You can do all things. In 2019, you can do all things. Not through your internal conviction, or dare I even say, your faith. It is Christ who strengthens you. You need faith to be here, yes. But ultimately, it's not my faith in faith, my ability to produce faith that saves me. It's Jesus that saves me. I want to encourage you in 2019, don't just have a religion, but meet with Jesus. Have an encounter with Him. Let that encounter strengthen you. Let that drive you. Let that make you bold and courageous. Not your knowledge of His Word, but your experience of His Word. Not just the things that Jesus said, but the application of those things that you can meet the one who spoke it. Let that embolden you. That you may know that there is nothing that can separate you from Him. And even if you stumble, even if you stumble, God is saying, I will catch you. I will grasp you. So for 2019, Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I am with you. There are things God has planned for us for 2019. There are things that God has planned for your life. All your days has set before Him. There are things that God has planned for your life. There is purpose that He has given us. Let us not be crippled by fear. Let us not be crippled by fear. But let us hold on to Him, who is the author and the finisher of our salvation. The purpose that God has for you in this year and the years to come, do not let fear cripple you, but let faith and His presence embolden you to finish the race. I don't know the race that you have to run. We all have different races to run. But don't let fear cripple you. Know this, God is saying, I am with you. I am with you. And with that, we can boldly say, nothing can separate us from that what He has started within us. So let us commit ourselves to this plan, and His purpose for us. As we partake in communion, I want us to really come before God and say, God, I want to commit myself to the plans and the purposes that You have for me. As I come to You and I put my faith in You and I pursue You. Not the peace of God, but the God of peace. As I put You first in my life, God, I thank You, Father, that as I spend time with You, in Your presence, in Your Word, I will find Your heart and Your purpose for me in this year, and I will not be afraid because I have You with me. Let us not go into this year with our own ability and our own strength and our own wisdom, but is it possible that we can go into this year with God's presence, His wisdom, His Word, and hold on to that and be encouraged even in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, the storms and the fires around us, that He's with us. Nothing is impossible for Him. So let us commit ourselves to His plans and His purpose for us in 2019. Let us not fear the challenges that it might bring, and let us be courageous. Let us be courageous, productive, and finish the work. Whatever is laid before you, finish it. Finish it. Finish it. Don't look at the waves. Don't look at the wind. Look at Jesus. Find Him in your storm. We all go through storms. Find Him in the storm. Look to Him. Make eye contact. And follow Him. There's nothing more that we need is to see Jesus. And follow Him. Follow Him. It will give you great courage, great boldness. It will give you great hope in the midst of a storm. In the midst of this life, you will be driven not by what you dread, but by what you hope for. It's called faith. And people will come and ask you for a reason for this hope. The Word of God says we must be ready to give an answer for the reason of the hope that is within us. You know the amazing thing? You will not just accomplish the purpose God has set before you. Others will come to you and ask you, why do you have such great hope in the midst of the storm? And you will be able to share with them the presence, the reality of God Himself with you. And not only will you accomplish your purpose, you will accomplish His purpose to see all men and women, children, to know about Him. Amen? Can we do that? Let's take communion together. Let's wait for one another as we pray. Let's partake together in the Lord's Supper in faith. In faith. He said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am with them." And when we partake together, His body, His flesh that was broken for us, but also the blood that He spilled for us, there is a communion taking place. It is a reminder, yes, but it's something powerful. It's we are invoking His life and His death, His victory in our lives. So, Father, we want to thank You this morning that we can partake of Your body as a reminder that You came to save us. You took all our sin and it was broken so that we may be free, so that we may have life. You have gone before us and You have overcome sin and even death so that we don't have to be afraid anymore. Lord, we thank You for this. We thank You that You promise as we eat this and it becomes one with our bodies, so You are one with us. Lord, help us never to forget. Help us to believe as we eat together in Jesus' name. Let's eat together. Thank You, Lord, for Your blood that was spilled for us. Lord, You gave us all things. You gave us Your Son. You didn't spare Your Son. Will You not also, with Him, give us all things? Lord, we thank You that as we take this cup, we proclaim that we believe that Jesus died for us, that He was truly Your Son, and He was raised from the dead. He overcame sin and death. He disarmed the devil. He made him a public spectacle. And He gave us the keys of the kingdom. It's Your blood that seals this. It's Your blood that cleanses us. It's Your blood that redeems us. It's this blood, Lord, that keeps us. The sacrifice that You have made. But it opens a new way for us to come to You, to know You. Oh Lord, I'm reminded of that scripture in Revelations where You say You stand at the door of each and every person, of the hearts of each and every man and woman, and You knock. And You wait for whosoever opens this door so that You may come in and be with them. Lord, we thank You for this. Lord, as we take this cup, Lord, we are not just celebrating what You have done. We are responding to what You have done. We say, yes, Lord. We want You to come in. Come in our lives, in our families, in this year. Lord, come in and be with us and us with You. In Jesus' name. Let's drink together. Lord, I pray that in this day, we will leave this place, Holy Spirit, in us, that You will constantly remind us that we are not alone, that You are with us. that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, and that you are with us. And that there is nothing that we cannot face and overcome with you within us. You strengthening, you helping, you upholding us. Lord, I pray that we will not be discouraged in this year, not be distracted, not be fearful or troubled, but we'll put our eyes on you, Jesus, and follow you, that we will be strong, 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 and work, productive, finishing the race, the purpose that you set before us, so that you may receive all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to end this meeting, but if you're in need of prayer, or you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to surrender your life to God, maybe you've been trying to do life in your own strength, in your own ability, I want to give you an opportunity to do it in His strength and His ability. And it simply starts by surrendering your life to Him. Say, God, I want you to come into my life. I want to surrender myself to you as the only God, the only Savior, the only source of life, the only peace. If that is you, I'd love to pray with you afterwards, but I'm going to dismiss the meeting. I want to encourage you as we have coffee. The first 2 minutes, spend time with someone you don't know. Choose to love them, give them a hug, and just fellowship. And then meet with all those you know. Amen? Can we do that? Let's do that. We're going to end with a song. Let's just stand. And then I'm going to be here for a while. If you're in need of prayer, if you're afraid, if you're afraid of 2019 and you are desperate for this peace, whether it's your circumstances, whether it's the doctor's report, whether it's your own fears, I would love to pray with you that this peace might not just be something you've heard of, but will be a reality in you. So please, if that is you, please come forward. We're going to sing this song and then we're going to fellowship.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.